An epistle from your pooch, or a letter from your dog. Dear Master, sorry I haven't written earlier. I don't seem to have had a moment to pause for thought lately. Boom, boom. That cat at number 8 has really taken it out of me. You've no idea how difficult it is when to stop chasing as it reaches the fence. I want to give it a good run for its money, but the last thing I want to do is to risk catching it. Have you ever tasted one of those cats? It's a bit like chewing the head off a broom. Which reminds me of the encounter with your yard broom on Wednesday. You used it to get me off that pretty tasty bitch in the driveway. I must say, I stand precious little chance of maintaining my bloodline if during romantic interludes I receive an unwelcome approach from behind from 5 feet of seasoned timber. On a weightier matter, of course, no communication between us could fail to mention my dissatisfaction at the current standard of catering in this establishment. Okay, so I'm slightly hyperactive. Is that any reason to deny me a high-protein diet? At best, you'll avoid the complications of prising me off the lampshade in the dining room. Sorry about the last time, but the claw marks on the ceiling did provide as dramatic a boost to an otherwise lacklustre dinner party. That vegetarian meal you've been feeding me has all the appeal of sawdust from the least favoured corner of a rabbit hutch, and the smell. The luscious, lingering bouquet of rain-sodden newspaper. Reminiscent of, dare I say it, wet dog. For goodness sake, surely you know this nose of mine is about 30 times more sensitive than your inadequate organ, and yet you give me that horrible stuff. You then expect me to sit quietly at your feet while you tuck into a steak and onion pie. I ask you, is that fair? So what I expect from now on is meat, mate. Don't mind what it is, as long as it no longer has a pulse. Nice bit of mince would do, perhaps with some bolognese sauce, but easy on the tomatoes, though. If you're worried that I might go to fat, I suggest a 15-mile walk or preferably a run in the evening. Should help you shed some lard too. God knows you need to. Which reminds me, as I'm not exactly a working dog, I thought it would be useful for some assurances to be made regarding my future. To this end, I've approached my staff association, the British Association for Resting Canines, BARC for short. If the food improves and membership of my union goes through, I shall have no need to use your laptop again, and perhaps prove that my bark is certainly no worse than my bite. Yours, Woof Woof, Rover, frustrated of barking.